Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a weekly podcast of Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening. Well, this Sunday we'll continue our series of messages in Acts, and we'll find that the very first New Testament church, this small band of Christ's disciples, is still in a posture of waiting as they remain there in Jerusalem. And we are going to see that they're being obedient to the Lord. They're doing what He told them to do by waiting there in Jerusalem. Obedience was one of the key characteristics of that first church. And so was unity and prayer and worship. It was all part of what was going on daily, what was continuing daily in their lives as they waited for the promise of the Holy Spirit that the Lord had given them. And this week, as we look at the closing verses of chapter 1, we're going to see how the Lord led them to replace Judas. And He did that so there would be 12 apostles again. Judas, as you probably know, committed suicide. And we'll see in our text this Sunday that very graphic description of how his life came to an end. And we'll also see, though, the main part of the text is about how the Lord led that little flock of His followers and how they trusted Him to lead them to the right man to fill that office that that Judas had held that was now vacant. And that brings up the very important subject of leadership in a New Testament church. It's vital that we have a solid biblical understanding of this topic. Many churches today get way off track, and they're so far removed from what the Bible teaches about leadership and what the Bible teaches particularly about leadership in a New Testament church that they just get way off track, and they run into a lot of trouble, into a lot of problems, because they don't approach the subject of leadership in the right way. And so as we examine our text this week, we will get a glimpse into how God leads His people in a church. And hopefully we'll get some insights into how leadership in a New Testament church is supposed to function. And so, members of Grace Baptist Church, I want to encourage you especially to come with your Bible in hand and your heart prepared to hear and receive God's Word this Sunday. I want to take just a moment this week on the podcast to tell you about our new church app at Grace Baptist Church. Believe it or not, we have our own app now, and I'm very excited about this. I see a lot of potential in the future of ways that we can get the word out about our church to other people, the way we can reach into the community in some ways. And you can get this app, and I want to encourage all of our members to download it. You can go to the App Store on either your phone or your tablet, whatever your App Store is and whatever it's called, and just do a search for Grace Baptist Church, Grand Bay. Just type in the full words, Grace Baptist Church, Grand Bay, and the search will take you to our app, and you can download it onto your tablet or onto your phone. It's available in both Apple and Android. It's going to be a great way to keep up with what's going on in our church. There will be announcements. There will even be push notifications that can come to your phone that will just immediately let you know if there's something in particular that we need to be praying about, if there's some announcement that we need to get out very quickly to our membership. Those push notifications will just pop up right on your screen. And you can see that. There's also links to other important sites, websites, and things that we recommend that will be available there. The Sunday school lessons that Brother Fred has been providing for us in his adult Bible study will be available on the app every Sunday. And the weekly bulletin will be posted there. And so if you're not able to come to church, but you still want to see a copy of that week's bulletin to see the prayer concerns and to see what announcements are in the bulletin that week, you can look at it right on your tablet or phone. The sermons will be available there for a limited time on the app. We'll post them each week, and they'll be there for, you know, several weeks probably. And even this podcast will be posted there. You can access it through the app each week. And so I encourage our members especially to download this, and it will set us up for some things that we want to use this technology for in the near future. Grace Baptist Church is located at 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay, Alabama. That's 12930 Border Drive. And it's just down the street from Grand Bay Middle School. We start on Sunday mornings at 9:30 with a time of fellowship. We have our Bible study for adults in the main sanctuary at 10 o'clock. We also have Sunday school classes for children of all ages. And then at 11 o'clock is our worship service. And so I want to thank you for listening. And again, I hope to see you in church this Sunday. Why don't you make your plans right now that you will be there? And would you do this? Invite someone to meet us there. And together, let's open God's Word.